This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls on all political parties for their constructive support to government's campaign of Prosperous Nepal and Happy Nepali. Simultaneous landslide and bus plunge update. Bodies of two out of dozens missing found in West Champaran in the Bihar state of India. And pressure accumulating over U.S. President Joe Biden to step down as a presidential nominee for the election in 2024. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called on all political parties for their constructive support to the incumbent government's determination to fulfill the national aspiration of Prosperous Nepal and Happy Nepali. Receiving a charter of suggestions prepared by the CPN-UML at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli mentioned that the government was committed to reform the economy and the good governance. The CPN-UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel handed over the 99-point charter of suggestions, while Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gewali presented the summary of the suggestions. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need for flexibility of the monetary policy to make the economy dynamic. During the discussion with office bearers of Confederation of Nepalese Industries, CNI, yesterday, Prime Minister Oli expressed the view that the tax rate should not be changed at the behest of someone and the private sector should protest against wrong policies. The Prime Minister said the main objective of the new government was to resolve the existing problems and to strengthen the country's economy. Out of dozens of missing passengers in the Simultal bus plunge incident, two were found in West Champaran in the Bihar state of India. According to the Armed Police Force APF, the identities of 15 bodies out of 23 bodies retrieved so far have been ascertained, while 8 male bodies and 1 female body were yet to be identified. The bodies have been brought to Nepal in coordination and the presence of the India's SSB team, Nepal's APF's Border Outpost team, Nepal Police and People's Representatives. Two buses were swept away by a landslide at Simultal of Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Ward No. 29 in Chitwan District on the 12th of July, and many people are missing after the incident. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged federal hospitals to operate health services even in additional hours. Spokesperson at the Ministry, Dr. Prakash Pudathoki, requested the federal hospitals to operate their services even in additional hours to increase people's access to quality health services easily and smoothly. The Ministry has brought the Work Procedure for Operating Expanded Hospital Services Program 2077 Bikram Samvat into implementation to run services even in additional hours. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has shared that the details of payment to be made by different government bodies to construction entrepreneurs are being finalized and a process will be forwarded to pay the due soon. During a meeting with office bearers of the Federation of Contractors Association of Nepal at the Finance Ministry yesterday, Minister Paudel urged the contractors to complete the construction activities within the deadline and determine the cost by maintaining quality. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Dewa has inquired about the recently developed scenario of Bangladesh and the condition of Nepali students there. Making a telephone call to Nepal's ambassador to Bangladesh, Khanasyam Bhandari, yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Rana inquired about the condition of the Nepali students and other Nepali citizens in Bangladesh. According to Minister Rana's secretariat, she directed the ambassador to make necessary coordination for creating an environment for Nepali citizens in Bangladesh to stay at their place safely. Meanwhile, Ambassador of the United States of America to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Dewa, in Singhadarbar. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting discussed various aspects of Nepal-US relations, including development cooperation, mutual benefit, and bilateral partnerships. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithivi Subba Gurung, has urged the Computer Association Nepal CAN Federation to come up with a working paper on the matters of artificial intelligence AI. At a discussion with the delegation of the CAN Federation at the ministry yesterday, Minister Gurung expressed the government's readiness to talk on necessary policy matters. In course of the discussion with the delegation led by Federation President Ranjit Kumar Poddar, the minister stressed the need to embrace the revolution evolved in the information technology sector as the foundation for the country's prosperity. The delegation, including Federation President Poddar, General Secretary Chiranjeevi Adhikari and the office bearers, drew the government's attention towards the implementation of the budget in the information technology sector and its effectiveness. President Ramchandra Paurel yesterday met the Nepali athletes participating in the Paris 2024 Summer Olympic Games, extending best wishes for their success. Amid a program organized at the office of the president in Sheetal Niwas yesterday, the head of the state described sports as the most appropriate means for making the nation known in the international arena. President Paurel also urged the Nepali sports persons to compete in the Olympic Games with high morale. Also on the occasion, President Paurel handed the national flag to National Sports Council Member Secretary Tunkalal Khising. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to an international update. US President Joe Biden's campaign faced further pressure on Thursday amid reported concerns from former President Barack Obama about the presidential election, a darkening mood among Democrats and polls suggesting Donald Trump was pulling ahead. Some Democrats painted a bleak picture. One senior party official told the BBC that many in the party felt Biden's stepping down was inevitable. Polling on Thursday by CBS News showed him 5 points behind Trump, the widest margin recorded in this campaign. But Biden's campaign batted away reports of high-level Democratic concern as baseless, insisting he would remain the nominee. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now, a sports update. Nepal defeated the United Arab Emirates UAE in yesterday's match under the ACC Women Asia Cup Cricket Tournament 2024. Nepal has made a good start to the tournament, beating the United Arab Emirates by 6 wickets at the Thambulla International Stadium in Sri Lanka. Nepal succeeded in chasing the target of 116 runs in just 16.1 overs with the loss of 4 wickets. Samjana Kharka was the top scorer for Nepal with unbeaten 72 runs. She hit 11 fours in her 45-ball innings. Invited to bat first after losing the toss, UAE scored 115 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. Indu Barma took 3 wickets for Nepal. Kritika Marasini, Sabnam Rai and Kavita Joshi took 1 wicket each. Nepal will play their second match against Pakistan on 21st of July. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpachim province and at a few places of the Madhes province today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated towards the south than in the normal position. With this, we have almost reached to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on political parties for their constructive support to government's campaign of Prosperous Nepal and Happy Nepali. Simultar landslide and bus plunge update. Bodies of two out of dozens missing found in West Champaran in the Bihar state of India. And pressure accumulating over U.S. President Joe Biden to step down as a presidential nominee for the election in 2024. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.